Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Tuesday Prayer. And this time we set aside for, this is the time that we set aside to pray for our children, to pray with our children and on behalf of our children. And we're just so grateful to be back on the air. And we won't even talk about all of the things, but to God be the glory for the things that he has done. We praise him because he's a faithful God. He keeps covenant to 1,000 generations. So today we like to just start our prayer with a short meditation. And our meditation for today comes from the 115th Psalm and the 14th verse. And I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. As you know, we our goal here is to pray for our children. And so we want to reach into the Word and get the scriptures, get the promises of God concerning our children, because those are the things that we need to pray. We need to pray the promises of God. We cannot any longer be contented with just praying empty prayers. We know the Word of God is loaded. We know the Word of God is quick. We know the Word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So if we're going to pray anything, then we need to pray the Word of God. And so we have scripture here this morning in in the 14th verse, and it says, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. And in other translations, you know, I like to read from various translations because I like to get the meat of the word and to hear it from different perspectives. And another translation, it says, the Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. And what an awesome promise this morning. What a great, awesome word. And I am just fired up with this word today. And as I speak it over my family, as I speak it over my children, because I know that the word of God cannot return void to him. It must accomplish the thing to which it is sent. It must do it because that's just the way it is. It is life, the Bible said. The word is life and it's spirit. So when you speak it out, when you sow it, it's going to come up. When you sow it, it's going to come up. When you sow it, it's going to come up and spring up, the Bible says, into everlasting life. And so we just praise God today. As we go into our prayer, I just want to say about this word. When you look at Webster, the meaning of increase, it says increase is the act or the process of increasing as an addition or an enlargement in size, in extent, or quantity. It's something added to an original stock. It is something added to an original stock. I'm going to say that again. It is something added to an original stock or amount by augmentation or by growth. As for example, an offspring or produce or profit or produce or offspring. Praise God. And, you know, the script, when I read that, the scripture that immediately comes to mind in Genesis is, as the Lord God made man and placed him on the earth, his commandment to man was, what? Be fruitful, multiply, hallelujah, grow, enlarge in size and extent and in quantity, glory to God, and replenish the earth and subdue it. Because God knew that in order for us to subdue the earth and have authority in the earth, we must continue to grow. We cannot stay in the same place that we were yesterday. We cannot stay in the same place that we were the day before. And I think the eyes of the Lord are going throughout the earth this morning, looking for men and women that are increase-minded. I believe it with all my heart. I mean, this just jumped on me because I'm like, Lord, when I read the scriptures, it was just like, and I just kept searching, and I found out there is actually a website called increase.org, because it's, I mean, it's such a vast revelation. As you keep digging into it, you'll see more and more and more. We're not going to spend all the time talking this morning, because I want you to go now and to do your own research and to pray these scriptures over your families. And we're going to get started together today. But before I start praying, I just want to say this, that I believe that God chose Abraham not because, well, it says because he was a man of faith. Yes, he was a man of faith. But what did he have faith for? And how did he have, what did he have faith through? I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that God called Abraham because somewhere in the scripture, and I have to find the scripture, he said God called him because he knew that he would train his children and gear them up in the word of God. So when God made promise to Abraham, it was not just to him, it was to his children, and it was to his children's children, because God is in the business of increase. He just doesn't want to impact a generation. He just doesn't want to impact a community. He just doesn't want to impact a single zip code. God is in the business of increase. He said, I want you to take the blessing to your generation, and I want you to give it to the next generation, and to the next generation after you. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, because you're the God of the increase. You're the Lord of the harvest. You're the Lord of the increase. Thank you, Father. Thank you this morning for waking us up. Thank you for giving us our life, health, and strength. Thank you for putting breath in our nostrils. Thank you, Lord, for warm homes. Thank you, Jesus, for food on our table. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings, your bountiful blessings. The Bible says you daily load us up with blessings. So we thank you for your blessings today. We thank you for the benefits that we come in access to, that we come in contact with today, and not just come in contact, but we enjoy today, hallelujah, those benefits, Lord, that are written in your covenant for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that one of those benefits, one of those promises that we can enjoy today, glory to God, that we, hallelujah, we see in your word that we have today, is the promise of increase. Because the Bible tells us the Lord will increase me more and more, me and my children. Lord, we're excited about your word. We're excited as we read your word, because it means that we do not have to stay in the same place that we're in. Father, when we look at the word increase, we realize that it means to move or to enlarge. It is something added to an original stock by augmentation or growth, hallelujah. And so, Father, we just come to you today, and we realize that there are no impossible situations. There are no impossible circumstances. There is nothing difficult for you, because you are the God of the impossible. Glory to God. And so as we look to you today, Father, we just thank you right now, hallelujah. We thank you right now that it is your will to bring us from our original state, our original stock, even what we are today, Lord God. Maybe we've grown up or we've grown down. Maybe we're 10 or 20 or 80 or 50. Glory to God. But Lord, whatever stock we are at right now, wherever we are right now, your promise for us is increase. Glory to God. And not just for us, because I'm hearing somebody say, well, I am washed up. I'm 80 years old. I don't have, you know, much more to give. My bones are given away. Hallelujah. But I hear the Holy Spirit say, no, 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 no. I want you to believe me. I want you to trust me for increase. And not just for you, but I want you to believe me. I want you to trust me for increase for your children. Hallelujah. Because it's my desire to do a work in your children. Maybe the things that you thought that you were going to be accomplished in your lifetime will be accomplished in your children. So, Father, we lift up our children this morning. We come before you on behalf of our children this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you created them in your own image and in your own likeness. We thank you, Lord, that you blessed them, glory to God. And you brought them into this world. You put your mark on them, Lord. You seal them with the sheko. Ha, glory to God. And you said this one and that one, glory to God, is marked for increase. We thank you, Father, glory to God, because you are increase-minded. Hallelujah. We praise your name this morning, Father, because we know and we are assured that you are increase-minded. Not only that, because you said, I have no pleasure in them that decrease. I have no pleasure in them that draw back. I want you to go forward. And we see you, Father, as you moved in the Old Testament, as you moved in the New Testament. You are progressive, Lord. You are God of progress, of profit, of produce. Hallelujah. Because your mind is geared, is wired for increase. And Father, we know that you are wired for increase. And we come today that your anointing would flow down on us. Your anointing of increase would come upon us. Your anointing of increase. Glory to God, because it is you, the Bible says, that gives us power to get wealth. And not just wealth, of speaking of money, but wealth in every area of our lives. Wealth in our bodies, wealth in our spirits, wealth in our souls, wealth in our minds, wealth in our neighborhoods, wealth, wealth, wealth. Thank you, Father, even for increase this morning. Thank you, Father, that your ways are not hid from us, Lord. Glory to God. We praise you, Father, that you have good plans for us, plans to prosper us, plans to prosper our children, to give them an expected end. Hallelujah. Your plan is not to harm them, Lord, but your plan is to give them an expected end. And so we thank you this morning that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men. And the things that you have prepared for them that love you. And Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for Holy Ghost boldness, hallelujah, in this home. Glory to God. I thank you for Holy Ghost boldness, Father. Confidence, Lord. Glory to God. That even everyone that may meet, Lord, they will have an answer. They will know without the shadow of a doubt that it is God, hallelujah, who's working in us both to will and to do your good pleasure. Lord, we're so grateful. Hallelujah. We're so grateful, Lord. We're so grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You've got increase on your mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You've got increase on your mind. And so because you've got it on your mind, Lord, we've got it on our minds this morning for every single one of our children. Father, whether they be elementary school children, ha, whether they be kindergartners, whether they be preschoolers, Lord. Oh, Rabatasate. No matter their shape or size or stature this morning, you've got increase on your mind for every single child, for every single boy and girl. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we just praise you this morning. We just praise you this morning, glory to God. We just thank you, Lord, because you loved us with an everlasting love. Father, as we look at your word, Father, on behalf of our children. We see that it is you, that is you, Lord, who wants to increase us. That it's you, it's your plan. The Bible says the Lord will. So it's in your will to increase us. Glory to God. So Father, this is exciting today because it is your will to increase us. And not just increase us a little bit. You don't just want to add a spoonful, Lord. You don't just want to add a teaspoon or a full spoon, Lord, whatever they call the bigger spoon. But, oh, it's your desire to increase us more. And when we get to that more, you want to increase us more. Thank you, Lord. Your plan is to increase us more and more and more, me and my children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for increase this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, that even as our children go back and forth to school, I thank you for opening up their understanding, Father, as to who they are in you. And I thank you for opening up their understanding, Father, that the work that you did on Calvary for us. The Bible says you became poor so that we, through your poverty, might be made very rich because you were very rich. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we meditate on your word, Lord, as we meditate on your word, we realize that you cannot accomplish, Lord, the thing that you desire to do in the earth with lack and just a sense of poverty and puny and sickness. The Bible said when you led the children of Israel out of Egypt, glory to God, there was not one feeble one. There was not one stingy one. There was not one, hallelujah. Oh, namada teka sebo. Yende masita gumo. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Praise you for your word this morning. Lord, as we meditate on your word today, we thank you, Father God, that you're looking, Lord, for us to be strong and of good courage. So we pray this morning, Father, that you increase us in our strength, Father, that you increase our strength this morning, that you increase the strength of our children this morning. Lord, not just the physical strength, Lord God, although they really need it, they need increase, Father, in physical strength, the tenacity, Lord, but they also need to be increased, Lord. We also need increase in our spirits, Lord, hallelujah, in our souls, in our minds. We need increase, Father God. We thank you for increase in strength today. We thank you for increase in our might, Lord, our influence, Father God, hallelujah, and our hospital visits, Father God, not just hospital visits, but in our healing, Lord God, so that we might be healed, so that we might call forth your word to come up into our lives so our minds can be healed, our bodies can be healed, Lord God, our sicknesses can be healed, our diseases can be healed. Father, thank you right now that you're opening doors for us that no man can shut. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that when we have more, Lord, as you increase us, Father, as you increase us so that we have more, we're able to do more, we're able to impact the lives of others, we're able to bless others, Father. We're able to be a blessing to others, Father. But, Lord, we can't help too many people when we're in lack. We can't help too many people when, you know, we're in denial. Glory to God. But we thank you right now that your word is nigh us, even the word of God that we speak. Oh, hallelujah. It is nigh us, Lord. It is near us. Lord, I thank you, Father, that it is your will not only to increase us, but to increase us more. And then when we got to that place, you want to increase us more. And then you want to increase us more again. And then a little bit more. Hallelujah. Lord, you want to increase us more and more and more. Glory to God, so that we keep growing. We keep evolving. We keep changing, Lord, to fit your image and likeness, Father God. And so as we grow, Father God, as we develop, Lord, glory to God, we're able, Lord, to give more to others. We're able, oh God, to heal the sick. We're able to raise the dead. No holds barred, no conditions, Father. Lord, we see increase, Father God, in every area. We call for increase in every area of our lives, Father. Increase for Maddie. Increase for Morgan. Increase for Nicholas. Increase for Joshua. Increase for Jeremiah. Increase, increase, increase. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, Jesus. You are holy, Jesus. Oh, holy Lord. And I praise you this morning, Father, for the work that you've begun in our children, the work that you've begun in us. You are faithful to complete it. You who have begun a good work, a good foundation in us, laying the foundation of the word, of eating the word, of breathing the word. Glory to God, you who have begun this thing, surely you can do it. Surely you can take us to another level, Lord, in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you orchestrate our steps today. Thank you, Father, that you guide our feet today. Because the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I thank you, Father, that you're ordering our steps, Father, guiding our ways, oh God, so that we can live in unity. Not just with ourselves, but with others, Father. Lo namashe de karabahosha. Father, I thank you, Lord, as we look at your word, we realize a change, oh, Asha, is inevitable. You know, the time, oh, my name, my soul, the change is inevitable. Change is inevitable, Lord. Hallelujah. As you increase us, Father, we know that change is inevitable, Lord. Lord, we want to seize the moment of increase. We want to seize the season, Father. We decree not just a season, but a lifestyle of increase, Father. That we will experience not just a season of increase, but a lifestyle of increase. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Worship your Lord. Worship your Lord. We worship your Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Handa rabasidereka. You are worthy, Lord. You are awesome in power, Lord. Glory to God. And Father, we just thank you this morning. That even as you increase us, Father, that even as you draw us closer to you, Father, because that's the only way that we can actually come in to receive the increase. The only way that we can tap the increase is as we keep tapping into your word, is as we keep digging into your word, because the Bible says you will show us things to come. Yes, Lord, you will show us things to come. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Every day, Lord. Every way, Lord. Increase. We call for increase, Father, for all the children, Lord, on our prayer list this morning, and every single child in every elementary school, and every single child in every middle school, and every single child in every high school, every single child that has been homeschooled or unschooled, glory to God, as this new slate day, Father, every single child, hallelujah, glory to God, every single child, thank you, Jesus. We praise you today, Lord, as we call the names up before you, Lord, for Brianna and Brian and Houston. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Sharabaka. Thank you, Jesus. Our ways are not hid from you today, Lord. And so we just praise you for an increase, Lord. We anticipate it, Lord. We're looking for it this morning. We see it with our eyes, oh God, by faith through the eyes of faith. We hear it with our ears, oh God. We're looking for increase. We're looking for increase every day, each and every way. We're looking for increase, Lord. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Worthy are you, Lord. As we seize the moment today, on behalf of all our children, Father, in every single township, oh God, in every single community, oh God, in every single state, oh God, in every single province, Father God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, okay? So I pronounce upon each and every child today, Father, the spirit of increase, Lord, ears to hear, heart to obey, and minds, oh God, to think about ways they can increase, Lord. They can increase their family. They can increase their status. Oh, Lord, you are worthy. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your increase this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and we say thanks to you. You give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You give us the victory, Lord. You give us the victory. You give us the victory this morning. Nothing too hard for you, Lord. You give us the victory. Nothing too difficult for you, Lord. You give us the victory as you increase us, oh God. Oh, you increase our minds, our mental capacity. You increase our creativity, Lord. Hallelujah. You increase us in art. You increase us in science. You increase us in technology. You increase our children, Father, in biology, in physics. You increase our children, Lord. Hallelujah. You increase them in math and calculus. You increase them, oh God, in history, in economics. You increase them, Lord Jesus, in world history. In social sciences. You increase them, Lord, in chemistry and physics. You increase us, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. In French and English and Spanish. You increase us, oh God, the fruit of our womb, and my soul, and the fruit of our lips. You increase us, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship your King. Holy is your name. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your long suffering. Hallelujah. Oh, that was God. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord, we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. It all belongs to you this morning as we anticipate, Lord. Ha! As we anticipate. Increase, Father. Let it fall, Lord. Let it come to us in abundance.